Hello children, we will be learning about the sentence, which is the first chapter of your grammar books. Please feel free to refer to your books while I explain. We will divide this chapter into three parts. First, we will learn about the sentence, its phrase and clauses. Then, we will learn about the different kinds of sentences according to its function and finally according to its structure. Let us begin by asking ourselves, what is a sentence? Now children, I know you know that a sentence is a group of words which makes complete sense. And the two basic rules for writing a sentence is that every sentence must begin with a capital letter and end with a full stop, a comma, an exclamatory mark, or a question mark. Now every sentence must have three basic characteristics. Number one, it must have or give a complete thought or an idea. For example, if I use the words blue, sky, is, the. It is a group of words, yes, but it does not give a complete sense. Now, if we rearrange the same words, we will get the sky is blue. This makes complete sense and we also know the color of the sky, which is blue. The second most important characteristic feature of a sentence is that it must have a subject and verb. However, sometimes the subject is not given but understandable. For example, in this sentence, put the books there. Here the subject is not given, but you is implied as the subject in this case. The third characteristic of a sentence emphasizes on the meaning of any sentence which may be different based on any expression. For example, it could be a statement or a question or an exclamatory sentence. We shall go into detail about this a little later. We shall now learn about the features of a phrase and a clause. A phrase is a group of words. It does not have a subject-verb combination. It has no meaning if used alone, but if used in a sentence, it has a unique meaning. For example, if I use the phrase, a beautiful home. Here we see that it is a group of words, yes, but it does not give a complete meaning. However, if I add the words, I built, to this phrase, we get a clear meaning. I built a beautiful home. Whereas, a clause is a group of related words. It has a subject-verb combination and it has a complete meaning by itself. For example, he plays cricket regularly. Let us check if it satisfies all three conditions we just discussed. Number one, it's a group of related words, yes. It has a subject-verb combination, yes. In this case, he is the subject and plays is the verb. And finally, it also gives a complete meaning by itself. However, based on the usage, clauses are now divided into two parts, an independent clause and a dependent clause. An independent clause is a complete sentence by itself. It does not need another clause for its existence. Let us use an example to illustrate further. If I use the example, you may sit. Here we see you is the subject and sit is the verb. And the sentence on a whole is giving a complete sense. That means it is not dependent on any other clause. Whereas a dependent clause has a subject and verb combination but does not give complete thought. And it is depends on an independent clause to make complete sense. For example, if I use the sentence, you may sit wherever you like. Here we see that the dependent clause, wherever you like, has a subject, you, and a verb like. However, it does not give complete sense. And it is dependent on the independent clause, you may sit, to give a complete unique idea to the sentence. So now when we combine the two, we see that the sentence now comes alive and makes sense. You may sit wherever you like. I hope you've understood the basic differences between an independent clause and a dependent clause, children. We shall proceed further about the kinds of sentences in the next audio clip. Thank you very much.